From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Medical marijuana, legalizing it in Florida, seems to be something that has now gone beyond simple discussion. It is on this year's ballot as a constitutional amendment. But even before that, Broward Representative Katie Edwards had been working to bring it to a vote in the state legislature. But her bill is a little different. Anytime anything has to do with Tallahassee, it can get complicated. So, Representative Edwards, I'm going to let you explain it, and thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
What does your bill specifically propose?
We would like to have a research and development track. And by that, I mean, how can we partner with private enterprise and with universities to get them this cannabis plant from the University of Mississippi's marijuana farm, that's actually our federal marijuana farm, get the product here legally and safely into this state, and allow researchers to have access to the plant so that they can take and study with physicians and a patient population.
And isn't that a concern, that universities might lose their funding if they do marijuana research?
That was one of the key concerns that was brought up to us by the University of Florida. And keep in mind, the University of Florida is our state's land-grant university. So they are tasked with not only the research side, but the extension side.
Land-grant being schools that specialize in agriculture and science.
So the research that they perform, they have a duty to then share that with all the other land-grants across the country, so we're not duplicating efforts and wasting resources. University of Mississippi also being a land-grant, that enables our university system here in the state to be able to take and build upon that research.
Do you have any concerns about capitalism in terms of people just waiting at the border to come in and start these marijuana-related businesses that many are afraid leads to across-the-board legalization?
The lack of information and understanding out there is dumbfounding. And that's why it's been important to us to focus on, if we're going to do this and do it right, I at least want to make sure that patients get something in the most effective and safest form. Let other individuals come forth and come up with their capitalistic plan for how to mass market this and how to sell it. But at least from my perspective, if we're going to have something in this state that makes it legal and accessible for patients to have at it, I hope to God they're getting what they think they're getting. And that's something that will actually help them.
Does anything about this frighten you?
Coming out of the pill mill epidemic, absolutely. I think that we have individuals out there who we have clearly seen will do anything and everything to take advantage of the public for their own financial gain. So the way that we implement this through the Department of Health, through the regulations that have been set out in the amendments implementing language, are going to be key. And as lawmakers, we're going to have to make sure that this is done with due diligence and with painstaking care, because the last thing that we want to see would be the consequences of something that, one, gives parents a sense of false hope for their children, or two, doesn't help individuals. To maintain the integrity of the amendment, what the supporters have said from day one is that this is going to help the truly sick people. This is the most compassionate thing to do. And they have defended the amendment by saying that this is not going to open up the door for widespread recreational use. And so if that truly is the mantra, then we're going to have to stick with this to make sure it's a patient-driven approach.
Representative Katie Edwards, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.